This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My guest today is Bernard. Bernard, say your last name for us.
Shusek.
Thank you, because I would have never gotten that one. And Bernard, you're head of a project called Pooly. Tell us a little bit about your project.
Well, Pooly is a new toolkit for PHP. Basically, what it is an attempt to reduce or remove all the bundles and extensions and plugins that we have for different frameworks. Because right now, if you look at packages and you look for a specific, package, then you find so many different bundles and plugins and extensions, and unless you use the framework that supports these, you can't really use them. So we really split the PHP community into a lot of different sub-communities that make it different to really share code among different projects. So what Pooly does is it builds up on Composer. You still use Composer to install your package. You still use Composer to resolve dependencies and create an autoloader. But on top of that, Pooly provides you with the services that bundles and extensions and all these things typically use. And by using Pooly, you can basically have a package system that is independent of a framework and that can be integrated into your favorite framework and makes it possible to share packages among different frameworks.
Very interesting. Now, this works on top of Composer. So do you run Pooly instead of Composer, or do you run Pooly after you run Composer, or what?
Basically, there are two different tools. So you use Composer to install the packages. You have the composer.json file in your project. And that's it. And Pooly is a separate tool that has a different JSON file. It's called pooly.json. Mm-hmm. It also has a command line tool that's called Pooly, and you use it to configure the JSON file.
Okay.
With a command line tool, you basically set up all the different settings that you need in your package, like where your resource files, like YAML or CSS or images, where they are located, in which directory, or where Pooly finds different classes that you want to load when the package is loaded. So basically, that's it in a nutshell.
Very cool. Now, what version is Pooly on?
Pooly right now is in version 1.0 beta 5, so it's the fifth beta release. I'm basically iterating on the beta releases until all the most important features are implemented. In fact, that's already the case, so right now I'm polishing and then improving the project based on feedback that I get from different communities. And it works. I use it in production, and It needs some polishing, but basically, you can use it right now.
Excellent. Now, you allow other contributors to contribute to it. I assume it's on GitHub, and people can register and fork it and start working with it?
Exactly. You can find Pooly at github.com/Pooly. Mm-hmm. It's P-U-L-I. And there's also a website currently under development, which is pooly.io. Currently, it redirects you to the documentation. The documentation is pretty extensive, so it documents basically all of the functionality that is there right now. And any contributors are welcome. Just check out the GitHub repository. There's an issues repository where you can find different issues if you want to work on them. There's a label that's called Help Wanted, and you can just check out these issues and find easy tasks that you can solve.
Very cool. Now, we were talking at breakfast this morning. This isn't exactly what you set out to design. You've kind of discovered how this project or what this project should be. Tell us a little more about that process, where you started, and how you got to where you are now.
The journey to discovering what Pooly is was really interesting. For the last 6 years, I've been a core contributor to the Symfony framework. And with Symfony, we had a lot of big problems that we had to solve. And one of them is distributing packages that contain other files but PHP. If you distribute a package with PHP files, that's pretty easy to do because Composer generates an autoload of a U for the classes. But if the package contains anything else, like a configuration file or some translation file or something like that, then it's pretty hard to load that file unless you know exactly where the package is in your Composer directory. Mm-hmm. So that problem basically made me and also other people like Bo Simonson and Amy Stevens look for solutions that you can use to generically load these files, which we called resources, from Composer packages. And what we ended up with was a concept of a resource locator. We created a PSR a draft for a PSR recommendation for PHP Fig. About 1.5 years ago, and we saw that it's not really the time yet to create a standard, but more or less the time to figure out what we actually need and how to do it. Mm. So that made me build a prototype for that tool. And the more I polished the prototype, the more I saw that it's not just about loading resources. It's really about getting rid of bundles and extensions and plugins and having a unified system so that we can develop packages together as one PHP community and not as many different Symfony and Laravel and Typo3 and Drupal communities.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, that's very interesting. I appreciate you sharing that with us. Hey, before I let you go, I want to ask you the same question I ask everybody. What's your local user group and what's the URL that people can find it?
My local user group is Vienna PHP. I'm from Vienna in Austria. And I'm not sure of the URL right now. Just Google it and you will find it.
Okay. And I forgot to mention that we're in beautiful Istanbul today here at PHP Conf, a brand new conference. And both of us are speaking. I'm done, so I get to do this kind of stuff. But you're speaking tomorrow, so good luck with your talk. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us on Voices of the Elephant. And because you are helping to create the PHP ecosystem, I want to thank you for everything that you're doing for the PHP community.
Thank you very much, Cal.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.